Hi, everybody. It's Chris Grabowski here with Kim Loftus. We are here to discuss a phone sanitizer.
And phone sanitizers are so cool because they don't just offer sanitizing and disinfection for your phones. You can use them for so many other things. And this is one that we currently have in stock. And it takes 15 minutes to sanitize your phone. However, it's got a couple of really nice perks over some others that we have tried. Before we dive in and show you what it sounds like, because yes, indeed, this actually has a voice. It also has some pretty cool sound effects as well. Let's give you a little bit more of an idea of what you can do with it. Not only can you put your mobile phones in there and charge your smartphones, in some cases, I suppose, even your non-smartphones, you also have the ability to use this to disinfect your jewelry, cash, keys, credit cards, pacifiers,
toothbrushes,
masks, of course, all sorts of things that you may wish to stick in and make sure are as clean as possible. So while I wouldn't say this counteracts the need for washing things like masks, I would still wash them. You still have the ability to add an extra layer of protection here, perhaps by using items like this one. So what's it look like, Chris?
It looks like a rectangular box. And on this one, the power supply, which is micro USB, is on the right side. It is the only thing that's on the right side. And this one you would position with the USB port on your right. And that way you can lift up the lid on the front. And if you feel along the top edge of the box itself, you'll find a little lip. If you lift up the lip, you'll open up the little box. Now, inside the box, on the left side, I can feel the UV lamp. On the right side, I can also feel the UV lamp.
And UV stands for ultraviolet. So this is ultraviolet light that is helping to disinfect your items. And the layout of these kind of matters in terms of where your ultraviolet lights live on sanitizing devices, because you want to make sure it gets as much of the device as possible. We've seen these where you actually have to, for instance, with your phone, turn it over onto its face and then onto its back and then make sure that both sides are sanitized, which is kind of a waste of your time. Even though, you know, some of these don't take as long to sanitize, you want to make sure that it's doing a good job and a thorough job as much as possible. So where your lights live matter.
Now, in the center of the box, you will find a rubber ring. And this is where your wireless charging capability comes into play. If your phone has wireless charging capabilities, you can put your phone in this box and it will charge the phone. The phone doesn't have to be sanitizing. I can plug this box in. I can put my phone in without sanitizing the phone. So I'm going to take my iPhone SE 2020, which does support wireless charging, and I'm going to place it in the box.
Start charging.
So the voice told us in the box that the phone has started to charge. If I look on my status bar, I will be told that my phone is charging. So if I lift the phone out of the box,
8:16 a.m. One notification.
So my phone.
Charging complete.
So the box told us charging is complete. So I'm going to put the phone back in the box.
Start charging.
I'm going to close the lid.
This lid is important because remember that this is shooting out ultraviolet light when we're going to start the sanitizing process. So you want to make sure that the lid is closed. You want to make sure that you don't open the lid during disinfection. You do not want ultraviolet light streaming into your face or onto your hands. It's just not something you want to do. So making sure that the lid is firmly closed and fully closed is important. So with this particular compartment, as we'll discuss in a few minutes, it's not as deep as some. So you want to make sure that you're not cramming stuff in and leaving your lid half open, because you can, in fact, start disinfection with the lid open, but you don't want to do that. That is not a good idea. The other thing to note, of course, is this does use AC power. So it uses a micro USB cable, which comes with the sanitizer. You will plug it into either a USB port on your computer or a USB port on your power surger or into your wall, wherever. Or you can plug it into a brick.
It does come with a USB brick in the box. So you can plug it in and you can use your device. And when connecting your micro USB cable to the box, you want to make sure that the little nibs are facing up. That way the cord will go in, your connection will happen. So again, the nibs must face up. Now, let's start sanitization. If we find that lip that we use to open up the top, you can slide your finger down and you will find a nice round button. The button is easy to find, but it is flush with the unit. And in order to start sanitizing your device or whatever's in the chamber, you would press and hold the button. And hear that
it's
sound.
Going to start disinfecting. Please put your items in the container.
So it gives you a little instruction.
Right. So I can just wait a few seconds and it will start the process.
Start disinfecting. Please waiting.
And there you have it. It is starting to disinfect the phone or object that I have in the box. If I decide for whatever reason that I don't want to sanitize my phone or whatever's in the box, I can just press and hold that button again. And it's off. Doesn't say anything, but it does beep and it is off. So if I press it again, press and hold.
It's going to start disinfecting. Please put your items in the container.
That's probably a good 5 seconds.
Start disinfecting. Please waiting.
But I would put the device in the box before turning on the sterilization, even though it gives you that time to put something in the box, especially if it's something like a phone that you're wirelessly charging as well. If you don't put the phone in right, it's not going to wirelessly charge. So
the phone needs to be on the circle in order to wirelessly charge?
Correct. And you'll get that little notification from the box and from your phone. Your phone should give you some indication that it is wirelessly charging, if it's on, of course. But that's the nice thing about it. If you put the stuff in your box first, you don't have to rush that whole 5 seconds before it starts to disinfect.
So whatever you just put in the box is not charging right now, correct?
It is charging, yes. It's charging and it's disinfecting because what I put in the box was an iPhone SE 2020, which has wirelessly charging capabilities. Something like a blind shell, which also fits in this box without its case, does not support wireless charging. You don't have to really worry about lining it up with that circle or hearing the charging notification because you're not going to get it.
Let's talk about some other things that will and won't fit into this particular box. I mentioned a few earlier. Keys get really nasty. Cash, same thing, Credit cards, masks. You can certainly put your masks in here. I'd only put them in one at a time. What kind of things will not fit in this?
If you have seen or used a Victor Reader Trek or a Victor Reader Stream, those will not fit in this particular box. I have put electric toothbrushes in there. I put the heads of toothbrushes in there. You obviously don't need to sanitize your entire electric toothbrush, but I did do that just because I wanted to. You could put a couple heads in there. You could put, like you said, your keys, your mask, your jewelry, and stuff like that.
Will a remote fit in there if you want to put like a TV remote or something?
Yes, the TV remote would definitely fit in here.
What if you're using a phone in the case?
As long as the lid goes down, I think you're fine. My phone right now is in a battery case. So my phone right now fits in here with the battery case that the phone is sitting in. But again, the rule of thumb would be if the phone can fit and the lid can close, that's what you want to make sure of. You want to make sure that that lid is nicely closed. It's not sticking up.
Yeah, you do not want that. This one's interesting because it takes 15 minutes to sanitize, which is pretty standard with a lot of these. But what's interesting about this one is, and I don't know if others do this and we just don't know about it because we aren't looking at the lights, because this does have lights on when you actually begin the sterilization process. And there's probably a power light too. But after 10 minutes, this goes into a secondary stage of disinfection. And this one has ozone as well. This is one of the cool advantages of it. So not only does it have the wireless charging, which I think is really cool if it's something that your phone supports, you also have the ability to be able to take your phone out and smell the ozone on your device so that you know that something has in fact happened while it's been in there.
That's absolutely true. I can pull out the phone when it's done and take a quick sniff, and there's the ozone, and I know it did something. Some of these, they're just UV, and you can't tell that it did something. So you're trusting the fact with all of these that they're doing what they're supposed to do. But if you can actually smell it, you know that it did something.
Yeah, with all of these, we're just hoping that the UV is effective, both on that particular device and in general. This is just an extra precaution that we take to try and make sure that things are as clean as possible. I would definitely keep this away from pets and small kids, because you do not want this to be played with like a toy. Again, you do not want ultraviolet light shooting up into their faces. So you definitely want to maybe keep this on a high shelf or on a high dresser or wherever to make sure that this isn't being played with. And I would also unplug this when you're not using it.
Unless, of course, you're using it for wireless charging. It's up on a bed or a nightstand where people aren't going to get to it or play with it. Because when you plug this thing in, it does power up and it wants you to wirelessly charge, or the wireless thing charging is activated or usable, because that's one thing that it does do. When you do plug it in, however, it does not say anything.
Even make a sound.
No, it does not. So you plug it in and you hope it's plugged in. Only way you can tell is to turn on and off the disinfection or put your phone in the chamber. Now, if you have some vision, you'd be able to see lights on.
Now, remind us how to turn on and off the disinfection. You press and hold the button?
Yes. You press and
hold.
Remember,
it's not just a press. It's a press and hold.
Right. So you can't accidentally just bump your finger or something up against it and turn it on. That's another reason why it's flush with the unit. And actually, if I think about it, there is, on the front, there's like little ledges or a little, it's kind of where the button is indented in a little space. So if I put my arm across this, for example, and I pushed up against it, I'm not going to press the button unless my fingers were in that little, maybe 2-inch wide by maybe 1.5 inches high little area where the button is.
So we're going to stop talking now because we want to show you the voice prompt that you get when disinfection's second stage begins on this. So you want to be careful with this, because when you initially hear the second voice prompt, that doesn't mean it's done. You want to listen for the third voice prompt after you have started disinfection. So one says disinfection has started, the next one you'll hear, and then there's a final one when it's complete. So we're going to edit out some time here.
Secondary disinfection. Please waiting.
So this is the secondary disinfection. It has started. And again, we're going to edit out some time, but there's a 5 minutes. So the first one is 10 minutes. And after you hear this secondary prompt, you wait another 5 minutes and you'll hear a third prompt.
You will. So if you want to disinfect something after you come home from work or an appointment or whatever, and just throw your mask in or throw your phone in or throw your keys in, whatever, you can do so. Again, I don't think this takes the place of washing your masks between use. I certainly wouldn't not wash my masks. I wouldn't trust this to be the only measure of security to cleanse. If you want to throw your mask in there, that's certainly an option for you. If you want to charge your phone for a few hours after you get home, or charge it overnight and disinfect it at the same time, you have the ability to do so. So we're going to edit out some more time and let you hear the final prompt.
Finish disinfecting. disinfection. Please be assured use.
I don't understand what the last couple words are, but it said finish disinfecting, and that's the most important part of the prompt. So I'm going to open up the lid, and I'm going to pull my phone away. And it's
charging
complete. You said charging complete. So my phone is nice and disinfected, and it is also charged, or charged enough. It's not going to charge your phone to 100% within 15 minutes. It's just not going to happen. So the other
thing, a lot of that's also going to depend on your battery life on your phone.
So I'm going to close the lid. And there's one more thing I did want to show really quickly, and that is how to switch to Chinese. So you can switch the voice from English to Chinese. So what you do is you press and hold the button and you keep the button held. And we'll do that now.
It's going to start disinfecting.
It's now changed the voice. So if I press and hold the power button again, it turns it off. Now, if I hold the button again, press and hold, release. So it's going to give me the prompts in Chinese. So I'm going to press and hold the button again. Keep it held. Turns it off. I just released. Now I'm going to press and hold the button again. Keep it held. Still keeping it held. Release. Now I'm going to press and hold the button again. Turns it off. And I'm going to press and hold the button again.
It's going to start disinfecting. Please put your items in the container.
And I'm going to press and hold the button again to turn it off.
So do you have to start this from the on state, from the powered on state? Because yours was on from having disinfected your phone?
It's always on. So yes. When you have it plugged in, it's always on, ready to either charge or turn on sanitization or sterilization.
So even though you power off, it's on?
Yep. When I say power off, I suppose that's a misnomer. It's turning off the disinfection, but the machine is still on. So, for example,
so as long as it's plugged up from any state, you can put your phone in and it'll start either charging it, or you can press the disinfection button.
Yep.
That's a good thing to clarify, because this whole time I thought it was powering on and off. So that's good to know.
It's not. I guess I just assume, or just from use of having a power on and off sound, it's really not powering on and off the device. The device is always on once it's plugged in.
So that is this particular sanitizer. It has wireless charging, as you saw, for your supported device. You can use this for all kinds of devices, and it's really endless. It's totally up to you. As long as it fits in there, you can certainly try and stick it in. Just keep it away from your skin. We hope you have enjoyed this presentation. You can purchase this on the Mystic Access website, mysticacess.com. And it is $65. You will receive this tutorial with your purchased sanitizer.
Thank you, everybody. Bye.
Bye.